Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. If I Don't Say It Enough by Sol Eksai is an English language collection of romantic poetry and prose designed to give shape to feelings that can be difficult to voice directly. Positioned firmly in contemporary inspirational romance poetry, the book focuses on love as an everyday practice, noticing it, honoring it, and communicating it with tenderness. The author frames the work as a companion for readers who want to celebrate the love in their lives, find the right words for a special person, or simply spend time with heartfelt writing that resonates emotionally. Rather than offering a step-by-step system, the collection aims for immersion, using short pieces that invite reflection and recognition. It also carries a communal spirit, reflecting the author's interest in creating a safe space for poetry lovers to connect with emotion, self-discovery, and encouragement. As a result, the book functions both as a personal reading experience and as a giftable expression of affection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, love expressed when ordinary language falls short. A central purpose of If I Don't Say It Enough is to serve as an alternative voice for feelings that readers may struggle to communicate face to face. The collection emphasizes romantic devotion and emotional sincerity, presenting love not as an abstract idea, but as something lived and felt. In that sense, the poems and prose pieces act like stand-ins for the moments when someone wants to say, I love you, I see you, or you matter, but cannot find language that feels honest enough. The writing is positioned as intentionally direct and heartfelt, meant to translate affection into words that can be shared. This makes the book relevant for readers who are emotionally expressive, internally yet cautious, or uncertain in conversation. It also suits those who simply enjoy language that lingers on tenderness and admiration. The recurring focus is not on drama or plot, but on the act of saying what the heart continues to mean. The result is a reading experience that validates unspoken emotion and encourages readers to let love be stated clearly rather than assumed. Secondly, romantic poetry and prose as a celebratory ritual. The book is framed as an invitation to celebrate love, whether that love is new, enduring, or quietly present in daily life. By offering romantic original poetry and prose, the collection creates a small ritual of attention, pausing long enough to acknowledge gratitude, longing, admiration, or closeness. Instead of treating romance as only grand gestures, this approach highlights the value of repeated, intentional affirmation. The pieces function well as short readings that can be revisited, making the collection suitable for people who like to open a book at random and find a mood that fits the day. Because the emphasis is on celebration, the tone aims toward warmth and appreciation rather than cynicism. This celebratory quality also supports the book as a gift, since it provides language that can represent what a giver might want to convey but may not say fluently. In the contemporary poetry landscape, where many collections focus on heartbreak or self-protection, a book oriented toward loving expression and tenderness offers a distinct emotional center. Thirdly, a gift book that helps readers speak to someone special. If I Don't Say It Enough is presented as a book made for readers who want words to share with a special person. That practical use matters. The collection is not only meant to be read privately, but also to be carried into relationships as a form of communication. In real life, people often borrow lines from poems, write notes in margins, or use a passage to begin a conversation they have postponed. The book supports that behavior by focusing on language of affection, admiration, and emotional presence. Even when a reader does not quote directly, exposure to loving phrasing can loosen the pressure to be perfect and make it easier to say something true. This makes the collection useful for anniversaries, birthdays, long-distance relationships, or simply as a reminder to be expressive before time passes. The gifting angle does not reduce the literary experience. It clarifies the book's intent to be shared and to strengthen connection. As a result, the book can operate like a bridge between feeling and speaking. Fourthly, a gentle nudge toward self-recognition and inner tenderness. Although the collection centers on romantic love, it is also positioned for readers who want to be reminded of themselves. That phrase signals a second layer emotional reflection that supports self-recognition, not only devotion to another person. Romantic writing often helps readers clarify what they value, what they hope for, and what kind of care feels real. In that way, the poems and prose can function as mirrors, prompting readers to name their needs and acknowledge their own capacity for love. This aligns with the author's stated interest in emotional connection and self-discovery, with poetry serving as a safe space rather than a performance. The emphasis is not clinical self-help, but an atmosphere of reassurance. It is acceptable to feel deeply and to want closeness. Readers may find that certain pieces resonate less as messages to a partner and more as reminders to treat their own heart with patience. By blending romance with reflective tenderness, The book broadens its appeal beyond couples and becomes meaningful for anyone rebuilding trust in emotion or seeking language that feels soft and affirming. Lastly, community-minded inspiration and a safe space in poetic form. The author is described as someone who has created a community of poetry lovers seeking a safe space to connect, explore, and discover themselves. That community-minded impulse shapes how the book can be read not only as a solitary aesthetic experience, but also as a shared emotional vocabulary among readers who value sincerity. They, too, in contemporary poetry culture, community often forms around short, accessible pieces that circulate as reminders, captions, or personal dedications. A collection built around helping others find words for their deepest emotions naturally fits that pattern. The pieces can become touchpoints for conversations about love, gratitude, and vulnerability, especially for readers who feel isolated in their intensity or unsure whether their emotions are too much. The book, therefore, operates as a gentle form of companionship. It does not require specialized literary training to enter. Instead, it offers an inclusive tone that prioritizes resonance. By linking romance, inspiration, and belonging, the collection reinforces the idea that saying loving things is not only personal, but also relational and communal. In conclusion, If I Don't Say It Enough will appeal most to readers who crave romantic poetry that is direct, warm, and emotionally sincere, as well as to anyone searching for language that can be shared with someone they love. It is especially well-suited for people who want a book that can function in multiple roles, a private reading companion, a source of phrasing for cards or messages, and a gift that communicates affection with care. The primary practical benefit is emotional translation. The collection models ways of articulating feelings that might otherwise remain unspoken, and that modeling can make it easier for readers to express tenderness in their own voice. Intellectually, it offers a reminder of how poetry and short prose can condense complicated emotion into a few lines that feel memorable and true. Compared with many contemporary poetry collections that lean heavily into heartbreak, detachment, or sharp irony, this book stands out for its stated commitment to loving expression and affirmation. Its emphasis on celebration, connection, and reassurance positions it as a soft but purposeful entry in romantic and inspirational poetry, one that values saying the loving thing now rather than later. If you would like to support Soul X Psy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.